Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
Today on the program, you will hear from Brian Lynn, John Russell, and Alice Bryant. Later, we will present our American history series, The Making of a Nation. But first, here is Brian Lynn.
The flight recorders from an Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed Sunday have arrived in France to be studied. The aircraft, a Boeing 737 MAX 8, went down 6 minutes after leaving Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. All 157 people on the plane were killed. The crash has led more than 40 countries to ground 737 MAX 8 planes or refuse to let the aircraft fly into their airspace. Another 737 MAX 8 crashed similarly in Indonesia last October. The Lion Air plane went down 13 minutes after takeoff from Jakarta, killing 189 people. Some countries began grounding Boeing's 737 MAX 8 hours after the Ethiopian Airlines crash. The United States Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, did so Wednesday. Officials said they had discovered new satellite information and evidence showing that movements of the Ethiopian Airlines plane were very similar to the Lion Air aircraft that crashed. Officials at Lion Air have said sensors on the 737 MAX 8 had been producing false information on flights that took place before the crash. The sensor issue caused the plane to go into a downward position, the officials said. Ethiopian Airlines CEO Tewalde Gebremariam said its pilots had received special training on how to deal with the sensor problem. After the Lion Air crash, questions were raised, so Boeing sent further instructions that it said pilots should know, he said. Boeing said it supported the FAA's decision to ground 737 MAX 8 planes, even though it continues to have what it called full confidence in the safety of the model. Ethiopia is leading the investigation of Sunday's crash. But France's Air Accident Investigation Group, the BEA, will examine the plane's flight information recorders, or black boxes. The BEA has a lot of experience with international air crashes and is often sought in Airbus plane crashes because Airbus is based in France. A BEA spokesman told Reuters he did not know what condition the black boxes were in. First, we will try to read the data, he said. He added that the examination could take several days. The victims in Sunday's crash came from 35 countries. On Thursday, about 200 angry family members walked out of a briefing by officials from Ethiopian Airlines. They said the airline was not providing enough information. Officials said a call center had been operating 18 hours a day to serve the family's needs. Some family members who lost loved ones decided to go to the crash site themselves. I'm Brian Lynn.
The Austrian capital, Vienna, is known for its museums, palaces, and ease of living. The city of 2 million people was recently identified as having the world's highest quality of life for the 10th year in a row. That opinion comes from Mercer, a consulting agency that does a yearly quality of living ranking. Measuring quality of life is not a simple job. In a statement, Mercer said the agency looks at many factors. For example, researchers measure how easily people can use public transport, such as buses and trains. They ask whether drivers can move well on the roads. They ask if houses and apartments are available at a good price, and whether children can go to international schools. They think about whether people in the city can enjoy music, theater, restaurants, and sports. And they look for a healthy political and social climate. In total, the agency considered 39 factors in 10 areas to name Vienna the winner. Vienna has also been ranked number one on other quality of life measurements, such as The Economist's Global Livability Index. Other top cities on Mercer's list included Zurich, Auckland, Munich, and Vancouver. The 10 cities at the bottom of Mercer's list did not change from the previous year. Baghdad ranked last, followed by Bangui in the Central African Republic, and Sana'a, Yemen's capital. American cities did not do very well on quality of life rankings this year. All U.S. cities covered in the analysis fell in the rankings this year, with Washington, D.C., number 53, the biggest faller, noted Mercer's statement. I'm John Russell.
It's springtime in Washington, D.C., and I'm so excited. There are a lot of places to enjoy nature, like the National Arboretum and Rock Creek Park. Some spring days here are rainy, but other days are full of sunshine. The other day, it was sunny and beautiful. So I walked to Rock Creek Park, and what did I see? A blue heron. I took a picture, but the bird was too far, so I ran closer and took another. Perfect. You just heard me use the words other, the other, and another. As an English learner, you have probably used these words many times, but may still be unsure if you are using them correctly. In today's program, we will help clear up any uncertainty you may have. Other, the other, and another are used to talk about a person or thing that is additional or different. They can act as determiners or pronouns. That's important for today's program. Determiners are words placed before nouns to show which person or thing is being referred to. For example, in other days, the word other is the determiner and days is the noun. English has more determiners. The words a, an, the, are, your, both, and any are just a few examples. Pronouns are words that are used instead of nouns or noun phrases. For instance, I said, so I ran closer and took another. There, the word another acts as a pronoun and replaces the noun picture. Now, let's explore each word. We'll begin with other. The word other is indefinite. The simpler way to say that is it describes nouns in a non-specific way. Other can mean additional or different kinds of. As a determiner, other can be used with non-count nouns and plural nouns. You may remember an earlier everyday grammar program on non-count nouns. Here's other with the non-count noun luggage.
Do you have other luggage to check?
And here it is with the plural noun plans.
Other plans offer unlimited monthly data.
It is also very common to use the determiner other with the pronouns one and ones. When we do this, we must put an additional determiner before other. Here it is with the pronoun one.
That picture's a little drab. I like that other one better.
And here it is with ones.
These are not the right keys. Could you look for the other ones?
Did you notice that none of the examples use the plural form others? When it is a determiner, other never takes plural form. Other can also act as a pronoun. For this use, the plural form others is more common, as in this example.
This shirt has a hole in it. Do you have others?
Now let's talk about the other. A minute or two ago, you heard an example that used this phrase. The other is definite. It refers to specific people or things. As a determiner, the other can be used with singular and plural nouns. With singular nouns, it can mean the second of two choices, as in this example.
That green is a little drab. I like the other color better.
It can also mean the opposite direction or side, as in this.
My apartment is on the other side of DC.
With a plural noun, the other refers to the remaining people or things, as in this.
Where are the other keys? These are not working.
The phrase the other can also act as a pronoun, singular or plural. Listen to two examples.
This hat looks better than the other.
Keep this copy of the script. I'll take the others.
Now, let's talk about another. The word another is made from two words, an and other. The word an tells us that another is indefinite. It doesn't refer to a specific person or thing. Another can mean one more or different from the first or other one. It is always singular, and we use it with singular nouns. Listen to two examples.
I'll take another cup of coffee, please.
Is there another gas station near here?
As a determiner, another is also commonly used with the singular pronoun one. Listen to a short exchange.
Would you like a second cup of coffee?
Sure, I'll have another one.
We can also use another as a pronoun. You'll recognize the next exchange.
Would you like a second cup of coffee?
Sure, I'll have another.
Well, that was a lot of information. Visit our website for a few tips plus a practice exercise. I'm Alice Bryant.
Welcome to The Making of a Nation, American History in VOA Special English. The cattle industry started in Texas during the 1870s. With its growth came a new kind of worker, the man who watched and took care of the cattle. These men, who watched the cows and rode with them as they moved across the wild lands, were often young. Just boys, and so they were called cowboys. Kay Gallant tells what life was like for the early American cowboy.
People all over the world have seen all sorts of films about the cowboy. And he is often shown in television shows. But the real life of the cowboy is not often shown. His work has been hard, and his life lonely and full of danger. The cowboy has told his own story in many songs and ballads. Hundreds of these have come from cowboys whose names are not known. They just sang these songs as they rode on the saddles of their horses across the cattle lands, or as they sat at their campfires at night. They sang about the things that were close to them, horses and cows and danger and death. Often they sang about the long ride to the cattle markets, where the cows were sold for beef, as in this song called Get Along Little Dogie. Dogie is another name for a young cow, especially one which wanders away from the herd. The song tells how the young cowboy keeps driving the dogies forward. He feels sorry for them, because they will soon be sold for meat. But that's their hard luck, not his. And he keeps pushing them on while he sings.
Well, as I was a-walking one morning for pleasure, well, I spied a young cowboy a-riding along. Well, his hat was shoved back and his spurs was a-jingling, and as he was riding, he was singing this song. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune, ain't none of my own. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, you know that Wyoming's gonna be your new home. It's early in the springtime, we round up those dogies, we cut them out, brand them, and bob off the tails. Round up the horses, load up the chuck wagon, and then throw the dogies out on the north trail. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune, ain't none of my own. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home. Well, your mother was raised way down in Texas, where the Jimson weed and those choyas grow. We'll fill you up on those prickly pear briars until you are ready for Idaho. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogie.
is it your misfortune? Ain't none of my own. Oh, whoopity-i-o, get along, little doggies. Know that Wyoming's gonna be your new home. Whoopity-i-o, get along, little doggies. It's your misfortune, ain't none of my own. Whoopity-i-o, get along, little doggies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
One of the most famous of cowboy ballads is this one, called The Chisholm Trail.
Put in the stirrup and my hand on the horn, I'm the best darn cowboy ever was born, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yo, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. Well, I started up the trail October 23rd. Started up the trail with the two you heard, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. Up every morning, before daylight, and before I sleep, the moon shines bright, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. With a $10 horse and a $40 saddle, I'm going down to Texas for to punch them cattle, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yo, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. Well, old Ben Bolt was a fine old boss, and he went to see his gal on a sore back horse, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. There's a stray in the herd, and the boss said kill it, so I shot him in the rump with the handle of a skillet, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. And I went to the boss to draw my roll, and he had me figured out $9 in the hole, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. Roping and a tying and a branding all day, I'm a working mighty hard for a mighty little pay, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yo, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. Well, I went to the boss and we had a little chat, and I hit him in the face with my old slouch hat, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. With my foot in the stirrup and the hand on the horn, I'm the best dang cowboy ever was born, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. Well, I'm gonna get married just as quick as I can, and I won't punch cattle for an old darn man, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi.
Day and night, the horse was at the cowboy's side. A cowboy was as proud of his horse as he was of his skill in riding him. There is this feeling in the song, I Ride an Old Paint. A paint, or pinto, is a horse of three or more different colors.
I ride an old paint. Lead an old Dan, gone to Montana to throw the hoolian. Feed him in the coolies and water in the draw. Tails are all matted and their backs are all raw. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and snuffy and a raring to go. Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to college and the other went wrong. His wife got killed in a free-for-all fight. Still he keeps singing from morning till night. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and snuffy and a-raring to go. I've worked in your town, worked on your farm, and all I got to show is the muscle in my arm. Blisters on my feet and the callus on my hand. Going to Montana to throw the hoolian. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and snuffy and raring to go. When I die, take my saddle from the wall. Put it on my pony, lead him out of his stall. Tie my bones to his back, turn our faces to the west. We'll ride the prairie that we love the best. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and stuffy and a-raring to go. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and stuffy or a-raring to go.
The cattle herds were driven a very long way to the cattle markets and had to be kept and watched on the open trail for many weeks. And the trail took the cowboys over rough country in all kinds of weather. The wild prairie lands were not friendly to men or animals. It was a lonely land, and the howling of wolves and winds at night made it more so. Across this strange land, no man in the early days of the West knew just where death was waiting for him. A listener hears the mournful feeling cowboys had for the prairie in this song called The Dying Cowboy. He does not want to be buried out in these wild lands, in the lone prairie, as the song says. Still, the dying cowboy does not get his wish. There is no choice. He can be buried only in the lone prairie, in a narrow grave, 6 by 3, 6 feet deep and 3 feet wide.
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. These words came low and mournfully from the pouted lips of a youth who lay on his dying bed at the close of day. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie, where the coyote howls and the wind blows free, in a narrow grave just 6 by 3. Bury me not on the lone prairie. It matters not, I've oft been told, where the body lies when the heart grows cold. Yet grant, oh grant this wish to me, bury me not on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie, where the coyote howls and the wind blows free, in a narrow grave just 6 by 3. Shadows fast were gathering now. He thought of his friends and his home but night, as the cowboys gathered to see him die. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. These words came low and mournfully from the pouted lips of a youth.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.